But our guest right now here at Patriots headquarters at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday is far more concerned about the Little League World Series than he is what happened with the Red Sox. Julian Edelman here on 93.7 WEEI. You're tuned into this, huh? You're keeping track.
Yeah, I mean, we got a local team from Cumberland, Rhode Island, right down the road that's in there, so got to keep your tabs on them.
You have Monet Davis fever like the rest of the country, right?
Yep.
On his Little League fantasy team. That's what he's got going on right now. He's got Monet starting for
him. It's okay. You can talk about Little League fantasy. You just can't talk about NFL fantasy, right? You're not supposed to do that anymore?
No, I got the girl pitcher. The girl pitcher. She's throwing,
Monet Davis,
throwing strikes.
Wait, did they make a whole announcement that you couldn't play fantasy football? Is that part of the mandate from just league-wise, or is that just coach-wise?
I don't think you're allowed to play in leagues that have money involved in the pool or something like that.
Me neither.
Yeah. So
we're trying to figure out how you could stack the deck for your team. All that inside information you would have.
My rookie year, I played, and of course, it was a money-free pool.
Of course,
you know,
it made
and
different.
I had a lot of our guys, and if you knew the game plan, you knew who to start. So
yeah, that's what I told these guys. I was playing in Carolina. I had my own team, so whenever Steve Smith, over the week of practice, I knew he was going to catch 10 balls for 100, maybe 2 touchdowns. He was starting.
PPR.
Yes. I mean, easy.
Let's go.
So listen, so what happened on that one play in the first quarter?
Yeah, speaking of stats and fantasy football, my preseason fantasy league is screwed because you didn't get credit for that catch. So,
I don't know. We got the penalty. We got down there. I don't want to get in trouble if I said.
But you made the catch. So I'm trying to think, what was the thought process? What was Bill waiting for that got him so uptight?
He wanted the catch. He lost like 7 yards on that call to the catch.
Yeah. I think Coach was just trying to, see what the results of what if they called it a catch, if they didn't call it a catch. I think he was just trying to get clarification out there. So I really don't know, but, I thought it was a catch.
Yeah, it was. Well, it was nice, too.
Obviously, too, it seemed like you wear that yellow shirt walking in here, and I saw yellow all night long, right, with the flags. I mean, even as a wide receiver. Even as a wide receiver, don't you feel a little guilty? I mean, you want some of those calls. But aren't you a little embarrassed with some of the calls that they're making against you guys? Or for you?
No, I mean, they're going to they're gonna call the game like that. We got to get used to it for the regular season, and it's kind of like training a dog. We got to train everyone out there and throw probably a little more now to kind of get it in guys' heads to think towards the regular season. So, we're just gonna play it out. Every team has to deal with it, and our team has to deal. Our defense has to deal with it. So, that's what they want to. That's the route they want to go. That's what we're gonna have to do.
How long is it gonna last before the refs start to let stuff go?
Hopefully, one more week.
I mean, he never wants it to end.
Yeah, into the regular season, we're not going to be seeing 28 flags a game.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a ref. They have their own meetings where they have the point of emphasis of the year, the game. Who knows? As a player, you know the rules, and you're going to go out there and you're going to play. Do business as business is being done. So if you see it's a tight game, you're gonna tighten it up a little. If it's not, that's when you're gonna loosen up and, get away with the push off or something like that. So you're gonna adjust to how the game's being called.
When you look at it this season, Julian, do you have a different appreciation based on how much success you had last year, and do you feel a little bit more pressure to kind of, I guess, duplicate that? I mean, and what have you done to make sure you're in the right frame of mind and physically fit, I guess, to accomplish that?
This year has been a little different. Now I get to really kind of focus on my fundamentals, on, plays that I can go up there and not have to think about, a bunch of noise, what's going on, this, that. You really get to brush up, route technique. You have the experience from last year to see what guys have done on certain plays, certain techniques, certain, head bobs, all this kind of stuff. So, it's good to kind of learn from last year and try to use that as a foundation and go on from there. So
when you compare maybe where you are this year to where you are last year, as an offense, maybe comfort, Tom Brady with everybody, are you that far advanced? You feel like guys can do more because he knows you guys more. These weapons. Last year, it was you jumping in as the number one guy, new guy, Danny Amendola, a bunch of rookies running around. Do you feel that you guys are ahead of the game?
We do have a year of experience under each other's belt, And, of course, you're going to be a little more familiar with guys. But, you know, as you guys see, that the game evolves each year. Each year is a different year with the way penalties are being called, this, that. I mean, you have to adjust and adapt to all those different variables. And, you know, we're going to have to see how teams are going to play us this year. You know, you always scout a team, and they always end up doing something different. So, you know, it's always, you know, that ongoing battle of adjusting and adapting. And, you know, the more we can practice that that adapt and go towards your rules and your fundamentals and what you have to do on that play, the more comfortable you'll be in the game.
Julian Edelman with us on a Patriots Monday. As always, thanks for coming in, Julian. We appreciate the time.
One question. Don't let him go.
Okay. I was getting the wrap-up sticker.
Go.
So.
Do you think the pygmy nickname was going to stick? Tom affectionately called you and Amendola pygmies.
I don't even know what a pygmy is.
Isn't there a tribe in the Amazon?
Small person.
Small people.
You know, well, he's the commander in chief, so.
What he says. All right, we got to think of a really good nickname for you guys.
I just want to see him play quarterback.
More yellow. Or tight end.
Starsky and Hutch.
Play tight end? No, there you go. That works.
Thanks a lot, Julian. Appreciate it.